Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian John Heffron, plus songs that show up in movies, and all about leather pants. Right after this from Tim Wilson.
I got combat training from overseas. Now I'm the bouncer at the Chuck E. Cheese. I think I'd rather do a year in jail than another afternoon in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Chuck E. Cheese hell. I'm in Chuck E. Cheese hell. We cater to a snot-nosed clientele in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Mama drives Chipper to the Chuck E. Mall, watches him waller in some plastic balls. The band sucks and the pizza's cold, and you eat it with a slobbering four-year-old in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Puke with pepperoni still smells the same. You waste a paycheck on a video game. Lined up out the door like the Stones are in town. Ain't enough Chuck E. ass whippings to go around in Chuck E. Cheese hell. I'm in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Squalling youngins and a skee ball bell in Chuck E. Cheese hell. I did two tours of duty in Vietnam, fighting jungle rot and breathing napalm, but they couldn't torture me half as well as little birthday poops in Chuck E. Cheese hell. Chuck E. Cheese hell. I'm in Chuck E. Cheese hell. I need a Chuck E. straight jacket and a padded cell after Chuck E. Cheese hell.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Comedian John Heffron joining us in the studio along with little Josh.
Hey.
Christy Lee is right there.
Hi, everybody.
This is Tom speaking. It's a big crowd. Happy to be here. And once again, the Napa Auto Parts Studios, worldwide on American Forces Radio. We have a lot happening. We've got some news we have to catch up on. We were talking about great songs that show up in movies and how there's a chick has a list over there that I find highly inaccurate. That I was just thinking there are certain songs that sort of last forever and this, they just define an era. And I would say the 80s, to me, this is the one. Just that right there. You see the
so
school.
Many.
You see the school right
see
there.
The school.
And then Christy mentioned this one.
Yeah.
And we talked with Kenny Loggins a couple weeks ago, and we said, is that going to be in the Top Gun sequel? And it's he was kind of vague.
There's a lot of talk about him redoing some stuff for that movie.
How would you not?
Tom Cruise looks exactly the same. Have you seen shots from him shooting this film?
Set up before, say it again. Tom Cruise is the same age Wilford Brimley was when Wilford was in Cocoon.
Uh-oh.
In this late mission.
That's
Are
true?
Are you serious?
That's what?
That's, that's the truth.
He looks 28.
No,
it's
he doesn't.
Unbelievable.
No, he looks 50.
He looks very good.
He looks 50. You can look good and look 50.
Sure.
Right, Pat? Right.
Exactly right, Chick. You look fantastic.
Yeah, right back at
our guest comedian, John Heffern. This is a slow pitch. Because so far, John, big admirer, big fan. You've not been doing very well with the quiz. So I'm going to ask you what movie this is from. If you don't get this, I'm going to really be disappointed, okay?
I kind of got them.
Okay, here we go. Got it yet?
That is from Mrs. Robinson.
The movie is called...
You said it earlier. Dustin Hoffman.
It's called Mrs. Robinson.
What is... I don't know this one.
The Graduate.
You already got it.
Oh, The Graduate. My brain is still stuck. If you look at my phone, you'll see I'm still stuck on Grease 2. I have one song. It's A Hard Knock Life from Annie. And I actually have The Star Is Born and a song from Barbra Streisand, The Main Event.
Oh, yeah.
From the movie Main Event that probably didn't make the list.
There was a song called The Main Event.
Yeah, put up your dukes. Ryan O'Neal, right?
Yeah. Oh,
she had that big
fro. She had the big fro in the new one. I'm sorry, what's the Star Is Born?
Yeah.
When she did the one with Kris Kristofferson and she had the fro.
Yeah.
That's a terrible movie, and the
new one's not terrible.
The Kris Kristofferson, they were trying to make him kind of a Jim Morrison guy, and I know Chick McGee even knows some of the
watch
songs.
Watch closely now. Are you watching me now?
It's like bad fake rock and roll. Yeah. Oh, God.
Are you a figment of my imagination, or am I one of yours?
I've got to see
you.
It.
You've never seen it?
No.
It's terrible. Passing for bad Jim Morrison lyrics.
You have to see it before you see the current one.
I've only seen like two Streisand movies, and I feel like that's all I need to see. Aren't they all the same?
Yeah. Main Event is good.
Is it?
She manages a boxer. How could it not be good?
Why? What if she has no business managing a boxer?
She does. She gets the whole story.
Okay,
Start with Yentl. Then you'll quit.
Woody Allen always gets crap for casting himself against like these hot women or whatever. I was like, Barbra Streisand does the same thing. Jeff Bridges isn't interested in you.
Well, okay.
Neither was Kris Kristofferson.
made some progress there.
Barbra Streisand, Evergreen, number 21. Love soft is an easy trail.
Is that from A Star Is Born?
How about The Way We Were? Is that in there?
Yes, I think The Way We Were is in here. I forget where it was.
There's got to be a song from Beaches.
Oh, Wind Beneath My Wings.
Wind Beneath My Wings would have to be. I look at that as pretty popular.
Yeah. How about Harold and Maude? Anything from that? Cat Stevens?
Pat.
I love that.
Pat.
I'm trying to help our guest, John Heffern.
What about the movie Breakin'? What about something?
Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah. Well, that's part two. That's Breakin'.
Ain't
too.
No stopping us. I just had a dance lesson with.
Oh,
we could do some dancing to that.
To Sir with Love, number 23.
Sure.
By Lulu.
I want to hear about his dance lesson.
I had, so I was watching the movie Breakin'.
Right.
It was on cable.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan. And I Googled Ozone and Turbo. Those are the two guys that are dancing, right? I see Ozone's website. His name's Shabadoo. He was one of the first Soul Train dancers.
Shabadoo?
I email him and go, do you do private dance lessons? Because I see he's about 3 miles from my house is the studio that he dances out of. He emails me back and goes, what's your phone number? I'll call you about my rates. So at this time, I legit had an Ambien in my body. So I call him, and I'm talking to him on the phone, but Breakin' is on pause on my cable system. So I didn't know if any of this was actually happening or it was the Ambien.
Okay.
So then I had a full conversation with Ozone from Breakin'. Mm-hmm. The next morning, I look at my, just email, and I see it's a follow-up from him saying, we'll do Tuesday at 2 o'clock to 4:30. It's $300-some. Look forward to meeting you. That's the other time something weird like that happened. I became an ordained minister on an Ambien. So, like, it's too weird.
So now you can dance and marry people.
I can dance and marry people.
So you took the lesson. You did it.
I took the lesson, and I showed up, and I said, listen, I know you said 2.5-3 hours, but I'm 48. I'm only going to need about a half hour. This is like, I'm kind of paying more for a meet and greet, kind of.
Right.
I'm not really here for the full thing. I was just a huge.
Did you learn something?
Breaking. Yeah, he showed me some like wrist thing, and then it was then it was over.
Okay.
Yeah.
I noticed you were doing that earlier. I wonder where that came from.
But it's because I take Ambien just because I've decided falling asleep is too much work.
Ah.
Is the only reason why I take it.
Okay.
I just don't have it in me to fall asleep naturally. And then I eat like crazy, and I shovel cereal in my mouth, and then at some point it looks like I'm feeding pigeons. And then I start, you know, buying stuff, and boxes get sent to my house like I'm part of an Ambien subscription mystery box service. I am lucky I did not get, you know, truck shows up in that bathtub with the door on it is not at my house, because I see that commercial and
all
that thing. I have some questions about that thing. You get into that door and you shut it and then you turn on the water. I have a question.
Right.
How quick does it fill? But then when it's done, how slow does it drain?
Because you have to sit there, don't
you? And then do you have dirty bathtub rings on you? By the time it goes.
All fair questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
you have to wait till all the water drains out before you can get out. So you got to be cold.
That and
in
the
there.
Acorn chairlift also fascinates me.
We could do a whole show on stuff that people buy while semi-medicated.
Well, there should be a thing that pops up. You know that thing that pops up that, you know, any website? Well, so I'm 48, so I'm at this age where I choke on just about any type of food. Like, when I was younger, I could eat hot dogs and pretzels and not wash it down. I literally had, like, a crouton-sized piece of biscuit, put it in my mouth, got right about to my throat, and I go, this is how I die. This is how it's – did I swallow one of those dinosaur pills that turn into a sponge, right? So I'm literally go to WebMD, and then I eat, like, a Dorito, and then if you – I eat a Dorito or nacho, then it feels like – it's slicing my entire body as it's going down. So then I had to go online to WebMD and go, can you bleed out from a Dorito?
Mm-hmm.
And then that thing pops up. Are you a robot? No, I'm not a robot. Just tell me if you're not a robot. If you're not a robot, just click on the trucks.
Uh-huh.
And then I start to get mad and go, that's not a truck. I don't know what country this is pictured from, but I'm not classifying. I'm from Detroit. I'm not classifying that as a truck.
Uh-huh.
Then I hit skip, and it's like, well, just click on the motorcycle if you're not a robot. That's a scooter. Again, I'm not clicking.
Yeah.
I'm not getting rid of my belief system just because I got to prove to you I'm not a robot.
Which picture has a sidewalk in it?
Well, yeah.
It's kind of bleeding over.
Yeah,
right,
right.
Yeah. Really tell.
Is that a storefront? Or is that a,
sure.
Click on the street sign. It's in a different language. I don't know if that's a garage sale sign or a legit legal street sign.
Do you ever know the one where they have the letters that look like they're kind of underwater?
Sure.
And you go, I don't know if that's an R or a P. It could be a bad lowercase h.
Yeah, the CAPTCHA, and it's funny because, you know, my eyesight now is so bad. When I was a kid and I got a bad report card, my whole goal was to hide that report card from my dad, right, so he didn't see it. I didn't realize, my dad was my age at the time, to hide my crappy grades. All I had to do was stick the report card literally in his face. would have been the safest place for him never to see what my grades were. Just hold it right, and he'd be like, is that a D minus or a B minus? It's a B minus. Am I good? Am I good? Can I go to the dance now? Yeah.
There we go. John Heffron is our guest. John's a great stand-up comedian.
That's so true, though.
Isn't there some kind of a thing you can put on your computer when you go shopping? You have to take a quiz to see if you're... your head is together enough to actually be.
There should be.
Things.
Like Amazon should. There should be one that pops up that says, are you on a sleeping pill? And then it shows you a picture of a cupcake. And if you touch the cupcake, it's like, yeah, you're done. We're locking you out. You just tried to eat the cupcake.
It says, seriously, are you trying to buy leather pants?
Yeah. Is there a reason?
If you're trying to buy leather pants, you may want to sober up. If a man is buying leather pants late at night, more power to you, by the way.
That's a very...
So hang on.
That's
a different
wardrobe
topic.
Staple.
Oh, no, Christy.
Yes.
Let's just say a friend of yours says, I got a great guy for you. I want you to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
first date, meet him at some nice restaurant, you walk in, he has leather pants on, you're okay?
I think she likes that.
Well, it depends on what he does for a living and what kind of guy he is.
Long hair
and leather pants. If he's a rock
and roll
dude, sure.
Let's just go back to John's point. Say the man's 48 years of age. He's a man of a certain age.
Long hair and leather pants?
Leather pants, okay.
Big gut, skinny legs. Let's add to it. Let's say he's just
Now you're queering the whole process here. No, just the leather pants.
It just all depends on who. If he's an attorney, let's say, and he walks in.
I like to work hard and play hard.
Actually, let me rephrase that, because I know an attorney who looks very good in leather pants, but.
I don't know anybody who wears leather pants.
Really?
No, I either. I mean, unless you're in you're in a rock band on stage.
Well, this guy's in a rock band at night, so that's why.
He's in. What are they? Are they called like the barristers, or is it, do they wear those judge wigs?
No,
like, the plea bargain.
No, he's
like an older version of Kiss. They
rock
dress,
them hard.
They
now.
Dress as judges with the old fashioned
he's
wigs.
He's actually in a Doors tribute band, and he's Jim Morrison.
Of course he's wearing leather pants.
Let me tell you something.
Stinky leather pants.
If you want to describe me, everything you've said, I hate all of it.
Oh my God!
Write that down.
No, they're a great couple.
Hate it all.
He and his wife.
Oh, he's married.
Really great. Oh, yes.
Okay. All right.
Great people. Both of them are.
Would you, if you did that as a job, right? You're Jim Morrison tribute
sure.
band. Wouldn't you have like 15 minutes after the show to change into jeans before you go to the bar?
Yeah, you do. He would. Yeah.
But you just leave the leather pants on.
I've got a. There's a famous Jim Morrison story. He wore the same snakeskin pants
over
for so long.
Over, yeah.
The guys in the band finally had to.
You got
to
change them.
They had to say something. You know, like Jim. You may be the coolest guy in L.A. right now, but you smell like an old dog.
If you're a lawyer, so he's a lawyer, and then at night he's in a Doors cover band.
Mm-hmm.
If you are,
right.
If you're a lawyer
a very,
against him in court, don't you just look at the jury and go, hey, by the way,
yeah,
that
just...
guy's in a Doors cover band. And then they go, well, your client is free to go.
Absolutely.
It's not a trial lawyer.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah.
What is he like?
He's
a divorce?
He's like one of the coolest guys I know.
I'm sure he is.
He gets up in front of the jury.
He and his wife are the coolest couple ever.
I
could see him as
saying.
A divorce attorney and whatever, you know, whoever loses. Let's say that he represents the wife and then the guy has to give all the income that he's earned. That would just sting more going, yeah, I lost my house, my boat, and all my money. My wife and her attorney is in a Doors cover band.
Yeah.
Like I got the guy from TV who's like, we'll make men's law correct. I got the guy with the commercial, and he's in leather pants. I
better
lost.
Shut up! I'll never get invited back to their house ever again. And they have great parties.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Does he quote Morrison lyrics in court all the time?
No, I just told you he's on a trial.
Come on, Your Honor, and touch me.
People are strange.
I object. I'll allow it, but you better be going somewhere with this lizard king.
There goes the forester, brightly feathered. They are saying.
I hope he has a sense of humor.
Protect the night, come
you know what? I bet he doesn't.
Yeah.
good
people.
Just walked up to him and say, come live with us in Forests of Azure.
You probably wouldn't know because you got to figure. I just did jury duty for 3 weeks.
Ooh, that's a big trial.
In July, yeah. No joke. Like, so I was there for 3 weeks. I thought I'd be there for a day, and then it turned into this big case. Everybody, this is why you never want to go to jury.
Did you tell Cosby you were also a comic?
Yeah. I did. Everybody.
Oh, that John Everett. I think he's a funny guy, man.
I have been to Detroit. Hey, do you want to know how much Manafort really made? Oh, my God. No, so I was looking at one point. I'm like 4 days in, right? And I have my own life issues literally going on at the same time I get stuck on jury duty. It was the worst. It was the worst time for me.
Yeah.
I look over, everybody has notes, like they give you a notebook, and it's just every word is written. I'm not joking you. Here what was on my piece of paper, and I had to hide it, okay? I had the Van Halen symbol and a Star Wars TIE fighter is the only thing that I had sketched on a 3 week. And I would fold the book so nobody would see that.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.